Welcome to this podcast of the Children's Trust Fund. I'm Kirk Schreiber, Executive Director for CTF. Today, Becky Wood has joined me by telephone. Becky is the Advancement Manager Special Events for Boys and Girls Town of Missouri at the Jim Morris Campus in Springfield. Hello, Becky.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me today. I need to remind our listeners that at the time this is being recorded, it is April, and April means it is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And Becky, I understand there is a whole lot going on in the Springfield area for April. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the campaign that Boys and Girls Town is helping to coordinate.
Yeah, we're very excited. We've started a campaign called Be a Lifesaver, Prevent Child Abuse. And our goal was to get every day in April adopted by different business leaders and community leaders, businesses, corporations, civic organizations, and we were able to accomplish most of the days being adopted. But the biggest thing was we're trying to get that message out that, you know, Greene County is second in the state of Missouri in reported incidents of child abuse and neglect, and we want to eradicate that. We don't want that distinction down here in Southwest Missouri.
Well, very good. Now, I know that you have some activities planned along the way, too, throughout April. I believe you have Elizabeth Smart speaking on Go Blue Day, April 13th. Is that correct?
That's right. We're very privileged to bring in Ms. Smart. She's going to be speaking over at 180K Hammonds Hall for the Performing Arts, which is on the campus of Missouri State University. It'll be at 2 o'clock, and the event is free. And we're very grateful that we're able to offer that free to our community because she brings such a powerful message. You know, she went through abuse herself. It wasn't at the hands of family members. She was abducted from her own home, and she was abused for about 9 months before she was found. And so what she does is she brings a message of hope that regardless of what children have gone through in their past, with a positive support system, the past does not have to define who they are today, and they can have a very positive future.
Well, I hope our listeners certainly in and around your area will take advantage of this marvelous opportunity to go and hear Elizabeth Smart on Friday the 13th. So are tickets required for that event?
Tickets are required. There's, because of fire code, we want to make sure that we stay and, you know, up to speed on all of that. So they do need a ticket, and they can get the tickets through our website, which is www.bgtm.org, Boys Girls Town, Missouri, bgtm.org. They can pick them up there. They just fill out a form, and we'll pull those for them. They can pick them up over at Hammonds Hall box office. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They can call my office at 417-864-3973, and I'd be happy to hook them up with a ticket. So just as long as they have a ticket to get in, we want to fill that house.
Well, very good. Now, are there other activities going on throughout the month?
There is. Like I said, we have had several different businesses that have adopted days during the month. On April 9th, Panera Bread of Springfield, all the Panera Breads in Springfield, will donate 10% of their receipts back to the Be a Lifesaver, Prevent Child Abuse campaign. People just need to go in and mention that they are a supporter of Be a Lifesaver, Prevent Child Abuse, and 10% of those proceeds will come back to us. We have, like I said, Elizabeth Smart on the 13th, and then on the 21st, we have the Ken Coleman Memorial 5K Race to Prevent Child Abuse. And that is something that has been coordinated here by employees of our organization here on the Southwest Missouri campus of Boys and Girls Town, Jim D. Morris Campus. That's April 21st. It starts at 8 a.m. Pre-registration is $20, and the day of the race is $25. So we're excited about that. Those are actual physical things that are going on in the community. We will have an open house where we're inviting the public to come in and tour our facilities and see what we do here on campus on the 29th. We have Hogtied Barbecue coming in and providing the food. It's from noon till 2. So that's something that people can come in and experience our campus. It's a lot bigger facility than it looks like from the outside. So we want people in our area to to see what we do and what we offer the kids.
Well, these are all sound like just an array of services or events and activities that, you know, are going on, and very, very creative events, all to bring awareness and attention to child abuse prevention and the importance of protecting our kids. I just wanted to quickly mention one more event. I believe the State Task Force on Sexual Abuse Prevention is holding a public hearing in Springfield also on April 13th. I believe that's in the morning.
That's right, and I believe that's over at the Alumni Center on Missouri State campus.
We do have that listed on our Children's Trust Fund upcoming events calendar that is available online, ctf4kids.org. Now, it looks like that you have many others supporting the campaign for April, both individuals and organizations. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about who else is involved?
You know, we're very grateful, because one of the things we wanted to do with this endeavor was to keep our overhead down. And so, you know, we looked for sponsorships. We've had a tremendous amount of response from the community. The Adopt-A-Days were $1,000 a day, and we did that because we wanted the awareness to go down to the grassroots level in Springfield and so and the surrounding communities. So we had individuals step up. We had banks. Burl Center stepped up, Great Southern, Bass Trip Pro, Tracker Marine, Neilan Newman, Dr. Larry and Vicki Peterson, Dr. Nancy O'Reilly, Children's Trust Fund. You guys were able to come on board and adopt a day. You know, we're very grateful for that. Mercy Health Systems, Nicola's, Brown Derby, the Springfield Newsleader. I tell you what, we couldn't have got the word out without the Springfield Newsleader. Our goal through all of this, of course, we want to raise funds to support the kids, but it's to get the message out that child abuse and neglect needs to be eradicated, and we need to face it and do what we can to stop it. So this is, you know, what we do here at Boys and Girls Town. We have the residential facility, obviously, but there are so many preventative programs that we do that the public isn't aware of. And so one of the things we want to do is get the word out, you know, that all throughout our community, not just Boys and Girls Town, there are organizations out there that can help, and a lot of them are free, or they're you know, income, depending on your income level, what it is, but there are things that are accessible out there. We just need to get the message out so that people that need the help can get the help that they need.
Well, it sounds like you have a true community response at many different levels, from the, you know, public to the private sector, business sector, and really just, you know, all folks in between. And these are not just feel-good programs, but, you know, programs that are directly related to our children's health for generations to come, for a lifetime, our family health, and our community's health. And as you know, there's just a direct economic benefit to preventing these violent and horrible things from happening to our kids and to the families.
Absolutely. If no one takes anything else away from what we're doing, if they can take that, be a lifesaver and prevent child abuse away, then, you know, we've got the word out. It's starting, and that's what we want it to do. We just want it, the more you hear it, the more you know, start assimilating and processing what all that means. And so that's our goal.
Now, as part of this campaign, I believe there were several questions asked of those involved. And one of those was, why do you think it is important to protect children in the community? Maybe you could share some of the responses that you received.
We put out a questionnaire to people that we knew and people that had been involved that we talked to about Be a Lifesaver, Prevent Child Abuse. One of the quotes we had was from Jim D. Morris, and he said, "I just love kids. I know how important good family is to a child. Protecting children comes from my heart, and our community needs to protect children because they really are our future. When a child is safe and loved, it creates a mentality in that child to be a good citizen. The main reason I am involved with Boys and Girls Town of Missouri is because I know they give abused and neglected children the support and love they need. They become their surrogate family. Once children realize that someone cares, you really begin to find out how smart and intelligent they are, and that these children have something to offer our community." Dr. Robert Spence, the president of Evangel University, said, "Unfortunately, child abuse has a way of reproducing itself. There's a strong evidence to show that many adults who abuse children were themselves abused as children. In some cases, it would appear that adults see abuse that is perpetrated against children as normal. Somewhere, the cycle must be broken." Dr. Nancy O'Reilly says, "Working as a psychologist, I've seen firsthand the effects of child physical and sexual abuse. This type of abuse is the worst kind and tends to be found generationally. The cycle of abuse must be stopped, and it is up to all of us to do just that. We cannot close our eyes to this growing problem.
Becky, thanks for sharing those. If someone from your area wanted to get involved in prevention efforts either this month or any time throughout the year, what advice do you have for them?
We have so many opportunities here, and we're creating a network of opportunities throughout the community and what we do here. I think give me a call. You know, there's volunteer opportunities. I think a lot of times people think that it's all about, you know, and we're fine. You know, you can give us money. We're not going to turn that down. We always need money. We get a lot of governmental support for what we do, but it doesn't cover all the costs and expenses that we have to help children. So we can always use that. But volunteers coming in, and there's a multitude of things they can do with kids here on campus. A lot of times kids just, they need time, you know, with not having a parental unit around them right now, especially in our residential facility. They have their therapists and they have their youth care workers, and it helps to have a parental type figure or a big brother or big sister type figure come in and just spend time. You know, it's just an opportunity for them, you know, to be listened to, play games. We pretty much, anything that somebody is interested in or has talents in and would like to do, we can probably find a niche for them here at Boys and Girls Town.
Well, Becky, thank you again for sharing with us today, and thank you for the work that you and Boys and Girls Town and the many other individuals and prevention organizations and businesses, et cetera, around the Springfield and Greene County area are doing to promote April and really to, you know, protect children and prevent child abuse throughout the year.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out in our area.
Thank you to those listening in. Our podcasts are available on iTunes and always on our website, ctf4kids.org. And you can also access an events calendar, as I mentioned earlier, on the CTF website to check on other prevention events and training opportunities going on throughout the state. And please remember that prevention is everyone's responsibility, so let's keep our children safe.